This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride. Up on your
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network and up on the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers too, as well as our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yep, the candlestick makers, the maintenance and janitorial workers too, and also the security and construction workers that work at night. Thanks for all you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's there to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can mean for you. Well, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked Donald Trump to reschedule his annual State of the Union speech before Congress because of the partial U.S. government shutdown. And she said something yesterday that I'm going to play for you, and you can tell me what's wrong with this. I don't know, it's about maybe a 40-second blurb, but just listen to this.
Homeland Security, about all of the resources that are needed to prepare for a State of the Union address, which he calls what a special, an event of special security. And so these people are not working. And we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s.
What people aren't working?
I don't know, because the people, Homeland Security people, are and will be working, and they said that there's no problem.
And the Secret Service?
Yes, they said that there's no problem.
Mm-hmm. So what's she talking about?
Well, what she's trying to do is to dodge a bullet, because the situation is, you know and I know, that during the State of the Union address, that the president will be laying out certain facts, facts that Mrs. Pelosi does not want us to be focused upon. And I think that's the real issue here. And so she would really hope that the State of the Union address would be canceled. Because I think that once, you know, he has a whole captive audience right there. It's Congress. You've got America. Most Americans will be watching it, a worldwide audience. And he would just lower the boom with the facts concerning the border security and all of that. So that's why the real reason why she wants this thing canceled.
Well, there's no rule that says that he has to do the State of the Union message in a joint session
right.
of Congress. He could sit there in the Oval Office.
He could sit there, but I think it would be more effective. Let's say if he went to a nice military base or near the border and had a lot of personnel behind him or standing there with him.
No, the big Marine base is in Yuma.
Yeah.
Right on the border.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Perfect. So I think that would be even pretty good at this time. Mm-hmm. So either way, she's going to lose on this issue.
Okay, and folks, I am speaking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you hear us play the Edwards Notebook on the weekend. All right, let's talk about Theresa May, because she dodged a bullet yesterday. She survived a vote of no confidence. I think it was by about 10 votes or thereabouts, but they move on, and now they try to come up with a plan B for Brexit. And, oh, by the way, Scotland and Ireland are trying to have a second referendum on this.
Yeah, they are. But here's the thing. Ms. May kind of gummed up the works after the vote because what she came up with was something that both sides did not agree with. I mean, when the people voted for the referendum, they wanted a clean break. Mm-hmm. They wanted independence from the EU. And what she came up with was something akin to just a compromise that didn't fully exercise what the people wanted anyway. And so she caused a lot of this madness. If you have a referendum, the people vote on it. You're supposed to represent their vote instead of trying to pollute it with whatever she was trying to come up with, which was a stupid compromise, which nobody liked. And mm-hmm. so she finds herself in a mix up here.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the vice president's wife, Karen Pence, who's returning to teaching at a Virginia Christian school, and the press just tore into her because of what the Christian school stood for and a couple of the policies they had there?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, but it's representative of the bigotry in the media, not all of the media, but much of the media here. And, they hate. There's just a disgusting hatred of anything good, including a Christian school, especially one like that one. And so I pray that she does not cave in and back out or whatever, that she goes ahead and does her thing. And, Katie by the door, just go ahead, Mrs. Pence.
Well, one of the reporters wrote a scathing story about the fact that she was in a private school and that money could be a lot better served by giving it to a public school. But then again, the public schools don't teach the way the private schools do, especially a Christian school. And I dare say the scores would be much better coming from the private school.
Well, government schools have done a lot of harm to this country, so you're correct on that score.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be coming right back with more. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com is his website. Host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm on the radio with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. And before we get started with him, I just want to mention to you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, serving you now with four great locations. Of course, the Moss Nissan dealerships, one up in Newport Richey and the other one in Crystal River. And also the Moss Wholesale to the Public, which is a Moss Family Automotive Group store in Homosassa Springs, where you can buy anything from, guess what, a car to a truck to a motorhome to a motorcycle. They've got campers in there, RVs. Once in a while, they'll have a boat. Might have a lawnmower or two. You never know, because it's whatever they take in trade. And then, of course, the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa at 16414 North Dale, maybe Highway, in Tampa, Florida. All right. Well, back to our guest, and we've got a caller. And caller, hang on just a second. Ron, you want to take a question?
Well, why not?
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question?
Good morning, Captain Mack, retired deputy chief in Boston Fire. I would suggest that the president hold his State of the Union message at the University of Texas at El Paso's Sun Bowl football stadium. Let him put 51,500 people in there and let him state his case.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. By the way, Boston, when did you leave up there?
I retired after we did some service as a task force unit down at during the New York City disaster of the FDNY.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming there. I was one of the first responders there. It wasn't my turn, but thank you for your service, and stay low, my friend.
Well, 40 years on the job.
All right, I had 25. I was looking for 30, couldn't make it. All right, yeah. Stay low, Chief.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. And it's one of the brothers there, Ron.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for your service, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about the Atlantic magazine and their cover story, which now is entitled The Case for Impeachment. I saw this, and I took a look at all the innuendos that were in there and on this story, and there's no hard evidence. It's just hypotheticals. Now, the story insists that President Trump has mounted a concerted challenge to the separation of powers, to the rule of law, and to civil liberties enshrined in our founding documents. They say that he's purposely inflamed America's divisions. He set himself against the American idea, the principle that all of us of every race, of every gender, of every creed are created equal. And just like John Podoritz, who is a frequent contributor to Fox News and a columnist for the New York Post, he believes the liberals have finally gone insane.
Well, he may be late on that. They've been insane for decades.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. Go ahead.
I want to go back to where you mentioned there about the rule of law,
mm-hmm.
And separation of powers to the rule of law and to the civil liberties enshrined in our founding documents. He has purposely inflamed America's divisions. That right there tells a story. See, if you disagree with the harmful principles or issues of the liberals or leftists,
right,
you are accused of being divisive.
Mm-hmm.
However, if they come and attack you for your Christian beliefs, for your Second Amendment beliefs,
mm-hmm.
the whole nine yards, they're being unified in their mindset. But if you disagree with that and you actually want to stick to real American values,
mm-hmm.
you are then accused of being divisive. It's how they play on words to an increasingly ignorant mass of people in this country. They're liars. They are suffering from mental disorder. Here you talk about every race, every gender. See, this is the kind of stuff they use to fight for open borders.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can come, this, that, and the other, and if you don't want them to come, you're a bigot. And so this is how they play. They're the real dividers, if you understand.
Yeah.
Because they divided themselves from people like you, myself, and others who want this nation to remain a constitutionally limited republic, which recognizes the unalienable rights of all of our citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And this unique, exceptional nation. And what they're trying to do is upset the apple cart and change America into something else. And if you don't agree with that, then they accuse you of being divisive.
Now, speaking of rights, I'm going to go to the Second Amendment rights because of a couple of things that are going on. New York State right now, the New York State government wants to be the ones that you ask the New York State if you can buy a gun. And they will give you permission. They'll say yay or nay based on your background and all the little bullet points that are in there. That's what they want to do. But I've heard a lot of things for quite a while about the fact that you can buy guns at gun shows. There's no regulations, none of this, none of that. And, of course, the government, different states want to get rid of that. But 43% of the criminals that get guns buy them in what I used to call the Saturday night special market, which is an underground market. You tell somebody you want a gun, you hand them $100 or whatever it is you're going to give them, or $200 or whatever, and you wind up with a gun. And only 10% of the people that buy guns legally buy them from a retail store. Now, an obvious policy implication is that it'd be very difficult to regulate most of the transactions that are done in the underground market because you just have no way of knowing what's going on. So does that mean that everybody has to suffer for what a few are doing? And, oh, by the way, fewer than 1% of criminals get their guns in a legal manner.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking about criminals, not people that go out for the first time and do something stupid. I'm talking about criminals.
Yeah, habitual wrongdoers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you hit the nail on the head right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have these super regulator, I don't know, robots in government, and what New York State wants to do is nothing more than another step in not only controlling, but a step towards killing off the Second Amendment. This is all, it's just a gradual motion towards eliminating our rights to protect ourselves via the Second Amendment's recognition.
Well, I'll tell you what, upstate New York, where the farmers are all around and whatnot,
yeah,
everybody's got a rifle, everybody's got a shotgun, and most everybody's got a pistol, too, and they use them.
Yeah, and God bless them. And you know, there's much less crime in those neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, do you want to take another question?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, good morning, caller. Is this Sean?
Yeah, good morning, Captain and Ron.
What's on your mind?
I'm just going to point out that once again, everything that we see the left saying is what they've done. What president was divisive? President Trump or Obama?
Obama.
Ali Obama.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who was the one stoking division in this country?
Obama.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's always point that out, guys. Mm-hmm. I love you.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Okay. Now, Ron, that is true because you call him Ali Obama. I will give him his respect and call him President Obama, but that's as far as I'll go with it. By the way, all the Democrats that are entering into the presidential sweepstakes right now, they're only fearing one person getting into the mix. You know who that is?
Is it Biko? What? Not Biko.
Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama. Okay. If she comes into the mix to run for president, all these other people will respectfully bow out. And there is a rumor, even though she says no, but there is a rumor that she could be enticed to run for office.
I think she would be very strong amongst the Democrat candidates, but mm-hmm. I do not think that she would win the general election against Donald Trump.
I don't either.
No way, Jose.
All right. Have you been paying attention to the Los Angeles teacher strike?
Yes, I saw they had a big report on that last evening.
Well, they're using social media to shame anybody that's crossing the picket lines because they've hired a bunch of part-time teachers and they're getting their names somehow. They know who they are and they're going to their social media pages and they're just lambasting them over there.
Yeah. And then at the same time, you know, these people are so concerned about the children and the class sizes. You know what? That's a bunch of bull. They talk about, well, too many students. We've got 40. Have you ever gone to seen a classroom in South Korea or Japan where you have even more students than that in the classroom, but yet everyone learns? It's not about the size of the classroom. It's about the behavior in the classroom, and it's about what is being instructed in the classroom.
Well, go see a classroom out in a rural part of the United States where they might have a few more students and they have chairs and whatnot, and they're all learning. And guess what? They're learning at a faster pace than they are in the cities. Go see that.
Yeah. And what's a real shame in addition to that is that America spends more per student than any other nation on earth, but yet we have amongst the worst education systems.
Got to run. We'll talk to you in the weekend show.
Looking forward to it. Thank
All
you.
Right. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, and I'll be right back with more. And we're going to open up the phone lines again here for people to opine. We've been talking about a lot of stuff, so now it's your turn. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're set to begin day 27 of the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is holding firm for his border wall money. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham thinks the president should open up government and negotiate over border security.
I just don't see another path. If this doesn't work, then you better do the executive action, because I don't see any legislative solution.
President Trump has signed a bill that will give workers affected by the partial shutdown back pay. The House and Senate had voted to give back pay to some 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without wages during the shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay his State of the Union address. She said he could either submit his report to Congress in writing, or he could deliver it alone in the Oval Office. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by your local GEICO agent, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for your automobile, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and they can even help you with homeowners or renters insurance, too, through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and they are my insurance company too. Now, if you ever need help saving money on car insurance, contact your local GEICO office. All you got to do is go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, GEICO.com, type in your zip code, and boom, you get whoever your local office is, and there you go, up and away. Okay, 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. 877-969-8600. Now, I've got a question here from Mark with a K in Wheeling, West Virginia. He says, Captain, do you expect this shutdown to end anytime soon, like by the end of the weekend or maybe the middle of next week? Because I'm one of those people that's not getting paid. I work for the government. I'm on furlough. Thank God I had some money in the bank to take care of things, and I've got some savings as well. It doesn't cost me a lot of money because it's just me and my wife. But what do you think? Well, Mark, thanks for the question, and I suppose a lot of people are asking that question right now. You know, this could end tomorrow. if Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the other Democrats who are opposing President Trump's barrier, call it a border wall if you want, would forget about this nonsense that's all political right now because they do not want the president to achieve his trademark campaign run-on issue, and that is the border wall and doing something on the Mexican border to make sure we stop all the illegal traffic and the drugs coming in. We've known that ever since Donald Trump got into the race. But they've forgotten their own party and their own past. Because time and time again, Mark, Democrats voted to fund the border security. And they really did. Just a few weeks ago, they all agreed to spend nearly $2 billion towards the construction of the very physical barrier that President Trump has repeatedly called for. And that's a fact. But now, you hear Nancy Pelosi calling the wall an immorality and saying that this is the least effective way to protect the border. Really? Well, then, Nancy, why have you got a wall around your place? Chucky baby, how come you too? And she, along with Schumer, have drawn a line in the sand by saying that they will oppose any funding for the wall. But if a physical barrier at the southern border is such an immortality, or, you know, an immorality, why would they want to, forget about what they voted on a couple of weeks ago and a couple of years ago and a couple of years before that? I mean, look at their own homes. All these people have got walls around them. So guess what? Turnaround's fair play. Tell the Democrats to tear down their own walls. Just saying. We know it'll never happen, but I'm just saying. Now, the other thing is, when you look at the country and the things that are going on right here, and sometimes you just have to sit back and just shake your head and say, how can this be happening to America? Well, here's how. The fundamental transformation of America is under full swing. The fundamental transformation of America. And when you lose 40 seats in Congress, the House of Representatives, and you lose control of that, thank God they kept control of the Senate, and they still got a little bit of a bump in there, a little bit of a bumper. And thank God they got the White House, because that's, you know, between the Senate and the White House, they can kind of tamper things down a little bit. But look what you're going to have coming out of the House of Representatives. It's going to be junk after junk after junk after junk after junk. They're going to try to do everything they can to tear down what the president has managed to accomplish. More than any other president, the first 2 years of his presidency, with positive things that he's done. People forget that. And oh, by the way, Newsbusters did a survey. 90% of the time on television, President Trump gets negative coverage. 90% of the time. All the alphabet soup networks are tag-teaming them. Once in a while, Fox does, but for the most part, they don't, and that's about the only one. Besides One America News, which actually really reports news, that's leaving him alone. So think about that. Think about that. And this is what they're doing over and over and over and over and over again. But again, they do that because it's what the Cloward Pivot strategy is all about. Tell the same thing over and over again, whether it's true or not, and you wind up getting the same results. Again, that's part of what the Cloward Pivot strategy is all about. And again, that's CLOWARD-PIVEN. And I talked about this a little while ago, but I'm going to mention it up, bring it up again. Voters don't care too much for the federal government, and the number who say they've been badly hurt by the continuing government shutdown remains small. By that I mean The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that just 10% of likely U.S. voters say they've been personally affected by the shutdown in a major way. Now, another 35% say that in terms of their own personal life, they felt a minor impact. And 54% say the shutdown has had no impact at all on them. Now, this was the survey that was conducted amongst 1,000 likely voters, conducted January 14th and 15th by the Rasmussen Reports, and the margin of sampling area is 3%, give or take. So think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. This is stuff that's just uncanny. I mean, who's it bothering? Who's it bothering? Not very many people. Now, the Coast Guard helps on the way. And I know we got the big Coast Guard air station here. And the Coast Guard Sea Fleet is here in St. Pete. Help is on the way. A group of United States senators, Florida's Junior Senator Rick Scott, Senior Senator Marco Rubio, have co-signed on the legislation to exempt the Coast Guard from this budget battle and all budget battles in the future. And it would allow them to get paid on a regular basis, just like the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Navy. And it's the first bill that our former governor, Rick Scott, has co-sponsored since joining the Senate on January the 9th. Now, unlike other branches of the military, the Coast Guard is not under the Department of Defense. I think it should be, which remains funded during the shutdown because their budget was funded for the whole year. Now, the Coast Guard is in the Department of Homeland Security, and they were not funded for the whole year, which I think is a huge mistake. But that's just me talking. But you guys in the Coast Guard, help us on the way. So if you can hang in there just a little bit longer, they'll take care of it. In the meantime, if you can't, as long as you've got a decent credit report, and I don't know what that entails of, because I haven't had to do anything myself, but credit unions, some of the commercial banks will help you out, short-term loans. We used to have what was called a 90-day note back in the day. I think they still have that. Businesses do that all the time. They borrow money for 90 or 120 days or even 60 days to give them a little break so that they got a little window where they got money coming in, coming out. But you can get yourself a short-term loan like that, and you'll be in like Flynn. So good luck. Good luck. And I will be right back with the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty. Well, the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for Thursday brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. Just Google Dominic's Blinds, and you'll come right up with them and be able to go check out what they got. They are located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's Blinds and Decor offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Stop by, see Jill and the gang in a store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out on the highway and byway, and that's probably going to be Kevin or Dominic behind the wheel. Now, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota is where they're located. Their phone number is 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Remember, 941-922-2345. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And yeah, they do business all around the country. You take a look at their website. If there's something they got that you need, you'll get it. Now, everybody knows that
Baseball's my favorite sport to watch, and I used to participate in it years ago. Actually had a professional tryout as a baseball player and screwed that one up. I had the ability to be able to hit to the opposite field with regularity. And the day that we had a pro tryout, I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, but that was just me. But anyway, it is what it is, and it was a lot of fun. I played semi-pro baseball for a few years before I got hurt in the military and the fire service and whatnot. But anyway, the reason I'm saying all this is because of longtime broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds, Marty Brenneman. Now, he's 76 years old. He's got a 46-year radio career as a radio voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and he starts his final season this year. Now, Marty Brenneman is just a classic, and he goes back to, and I'll compare him to guys like Mel Allen, to Scooter, Phil Rizzuto, Pee Wee Reese, Red Barber. Those guys when they did the New York games, because we used to listen to the New York games at night. Couldn't get them on television up there where we were at in upstate New York, but we'd hear them at night on the radio, listen to the games. And Marty Brenneman is one of those special, special people. So we wish him well as he's getting ready to finish his last year, making his lap around. So there you go. Now, the Attorney General nominee, William Barr, was asked a lot of questions yesterday in front of the committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I thought he did a pretty good job. I don't have any problem with anything he said. I don't really think that anybody else does either. But regarding the situation that we've got, William Barr explained that the single most important thing we can do, or what we could do in the gun control area, and I just got done talking about guns, and there was a DOJ report that came out recently that said guns carried during crimes most frequently are obtained off the street or underground. So there you go. And, James, you're absolutely right about the what you're saying there about the president. And I don't believe he's going to cave. I believe we're going to continue doing what we're doing. So there you go. And, by the way, also, remember actor James Woods and the problems that he's had? Well, he says he doesn't he says, I've never traveled unarmed since that day. I guess he had a day that was second to none. Unless he's talking about the World Trade Center, I don't know what he's talking about in reference to why he's doing that. Now, the president and Lindsey Graham and the Attorney General designate William Barr are all in agreement with one thing here. The Attorney General nominee, William Barr, he promised to look into whether a counterintelligence probe was improperly opened against President Trump. I happen to be one of those people that thinks that that was the case, and some heads need to roll, and maybe somebody needs to wind up in jail. That's just my thought. But we'll see what happens, because you never know. And, of course, last month, when the president called for a U.S. troop withdrawal in Syria, we had four Americans killed, two soldiers and two defense contractors that were killed at a suicide bomber at a frequently attended restaurant by many of the troops that were there. Some Syrian soldiers were killed as well in Mombij, right there, an area where they've had a lot of problems, a lot of problems. And, again, you just have to take all of this with a grain of salt, because ISIS is trying to prove the point that they're still around and they haven't gone anywhere. I get it. I'm sure most of you people get it too and understand it. And that's what that was all about yesterday, that suicide bomber. So there you have it. Now, It could have been worse. 15 or 16 people were killed, including some civilians, but it could have been much worse. There were people that actually survived that were walking close by, because I saw the blast, and then I saw people running out that looked like they were totally unscathed, which is remarkable. Oh, by the way, you owe taxes? Or do you expect a refund? Here's some good news. The Internal Revenue Service is recalling about 46,000 of its employees who have been furloughed by the government shutdown, nearly 60% of its workforce. They will handle tax returns and pay out refunds. And the employees won't be paid during the shutdown because they're on that little list where they're not supposed to be getting money just yet. They got left out in the cold in that respect. But you'll be getting your refunds, and that's a good thing. Again, the president's keeping his word there. Now, before we have to go, I want to give you a couple phone numbers here. Because we need to call our congressman over this barrier wall situation, whatever you want to call it, and the border situation in general. We need to contact not only the Republicans in the House, but the Democrats, and urge them to fund the president's border barrier and to give him the funding that he needs so we can move on with the business of the country. There are two main numbers for you to call. One is the House of Representatives, and that number is 202-224-3121. I'll repeat it, 202-224-3121. That's for the House of Representatives. Then you have the Senate number. It is 202-225-3121. Again, 202-225-3121. That's for the Senate. In either case, give them your zip code. You'll wind up with your congressman and or your senator. It's just that simple. And tell them, that we got to get a handle on the illegal immigration. Tell them that we need to protect American lives and property. Tell them that we've got to stop the influx of drugs. And tell them that we've got to protect vulnerable individuals from exploitation by the human traffickers, because there's plenty of that going on. Now, I don't care if they're a Democrat or they're a Republican. Whatever they are, get a hold of them. And make sure that you put them on notice. By the way, don't forget Heart for Lebanon, providing food packets, schooling, and most importantly, the gospel to the children from the ISIS area of Syria that are being held in refugee camps right now, just trying to get back home with their parents or their guardians. Give them a call at 877-873-0190, 877-873-0190. Thank you very much for helping out these families at Heart for Lebanon. 877-873-0190. Okay, I'm the captain. I'll be back tonight. I'll be out and about somewhere today. Not sure where I'm going yet, but I'll be wandering around, so I might show up near you. Have a great day. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.